Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Mark Riccofono.
Welcome back to Straight Talk. It's been a busy spring in the National Federation of the Blind, and when we get to this time of year, I start thinking about parents. Of course, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and so that got me thinking about the activities that we undertake for not just children, blind children, but also parents of blind children. And one of the primary things that we do is we, in collaboration with the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children and the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, help to publish a magazine called Future Reflections. This is a quarterly publication for parents and educators of blind children. If you're not familiar with it, I encourage you to look it up online or subscribe to the hard copy, and there's a lot of great information in there. Since Mother's Day is coming up, I thought it would be very appropriate for us to get together with the president of our Parents of Blind Children Division in the National Federation of the Blind to talk about the activities that the parents are undertaking and their annual meeting, which is coming up at our national convention in Orlando this summer. July 3 to 8 is our convention. I encourage you to be there. The rooms are selling out fast, so you'll want to check that out online. So let's go meet with Laura Weber, president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. Laura, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and you're fresh off an airplane, so I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us here.
No, I'm happy to be here.
Laura, before we talk business, why don't you tell us a little bit about who is Laura Weber and how did you come to be involved with blindness?
Okay. When my daughter was 2 months old, I was taking her to a well baby appointment, and I told the doctor that I was a little concerned because she didn't seem to be visually tracking things and her eyes moved involuntarily. And he set us up for an appointment with the pediatric ophthalmologist the same day. And we went, and the ophthalmologist examined my daughter, Lindsay, and she said that the involuntary eye movement was nystagmus, but she said it could be caused by a number of things, and she, listed brain tumor and on and on and on. But she said there's just really not much that she could tell until she was older. Mm-hmm. And so we left, and she said she was extremely farsighted. To me, that meant, she could see, but she was going to need glasses, something like that. But I didn't realize she was just talking about the curvature of her lens. But we went home, and we decided we couldn't wait another 6 months, and so we got the paperwork from the doctor to get a second opinion, and she had written in the margin, possible labors congenital amaurosis. And so we started looking on the internet and talking to friends and found out that was, a blindness from birth, a genetic mm-hmm. condition. And so we were basically panicked because we just didn't know anything. We didn't know any blind people. We didn't know anything about blindness. We didn't even know if she'd go to a regular school or if she'd have to go to a school for the blind. Mm-hmm. So I started checking on the internet every site that had anything to do about blindness in children, and I found the National Federation of the Blind site, and I called Barbara Cheadle, who was president of the Parents Division at that time, and she kind of walked me through some things and settled me down and got me on the Future mm-hmm. Reflections mailing list. I started getting that magazine. I started getting, I ordered some literature and some kernel books, and it was a turning point because it was a positive message about blindness. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, there wasn't a Texas state division, and Barbara said, well, we'd love for you to start one. But I thought with my baby 2 months old, I wasn't ready. And I got involved with another parent organization and did that for a couple of years. And then I went to a Braille is Beautiful kind of conference in Houston that mm-hmm. the state affiliate was holding, and they convinced me to start a Texas Parents of Blind Children chapter.
Excellent. And you've been giving back that experience ever since that Barbara Cheadle gave to you, I,
Yes. I just was so shocked that the doctors, even after she was diagnosed, didn't give us any materials or references or even tell us about early childhood intervention. They just kind of gave us the news and we paid our copay and went home. And and I just want other parents to not have that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're now president of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. So stepping into Barbara's shoes, so to speak, which is wonderful. Tell us, for those who don't know about the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, and maybe some of the things that the division is working on currently.
Okay. The National Organization of Parents of Blind Children is the parent division of the National Federation of the Blind. We have state chapters, Parents of Blind Children chapters, in a little over half the states. We're really trying to find leaders and people that want to start chapters in the states that don't already have one. We provide support and resources and advocacy. The Future Reflections magazine is a joint effort. We also support the NFB's programs for youth and parents. I'm here for the law program and to help the parents while the students have their sessions and their mentors. We have a one-day seminar at the National Convention that's going to be, it'll be on July 3rd. And so we're really excited about going to Orlando this year. We have a field trip set up. We're going to take the kids to SeaWorld, and the president of the Florida chapter has worked with SeaWorld to get a special tour, a behind-the-scenes kind of tour, since they'll get to touch things. And
do you take big kids?
Exactly.
34, 35
years old? Sure. So we're real excited. We're hoping that because it's in Orlando, it's a kind of family-friendly spot that we'll get people maybe who haven't been before, because it's such a great experience, and it's a great way to start with the NFB for people who haven't been involved before.
What you get calls from parents all the time.
Yes.
And you're responding to inquiries. What's the most common concern you hear from parents, and that the need that parents are really crying out for, that the division's working on?
Probably the most common need is parents calling because they're not getting the services that they think their child needs in the school district. And it varies, you know, from state to state and even within states, from district to district. Sometimes it's kids who aren't getting Braille because they're low vision, and the school's telling them that since they can read large print or they can read with a CCTV, they don't need to learn Braille. Sometimes it's kids who aren't getting any services at all, or who are getting Braille 1 hour a week. That seems to be the biggest concern that parents have. And in those cases, we're trying to hook families up with blind adults in their area, like from the state affiliate, who can help and advocate, give them resources and materials, explain stuff about the law so they understand what their rights are. So that's probably the biggest question we get. Another question is there another parent in my area? And so that's, you know, I said we were trying to get chapters in all the states, and we have a parent leadership program that has been really effective in getting people to the center and to the convention, the Washington seminar, and training them and getting them ready to start a division.
Excellent. What about, and you can probably speak to this, you've worked in various organizations, and the unique thing about the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, as it's an integral part of the National Federation of the Blind, and so you have this network of built-in mentors and role models. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the significance and importance of that.
Okay, I found in the other parents group I was in that they were great at giving support, and they could give you materials, and they could, you know, have conferences or meetings, and so it was a good place to meet other parents and talk about your child and your child's situation. But the big difference when I came to the National Federation of the Blind is that I had the ability to talk to people who had experienced what my daughter mm-hmm. had experienced. And it's just a difference to hear from a blind person about how to do a task without sight than it is to hear from a sighted person mm-hmm. about how to do a task without sight. Because that's, if it's a sighted person telling you it's something that they've learned in school or observed or somebody's told them, but when a blind person tells you how they do things, it's from their own experience. Mm-hmm. And it's made a big difference to my daughter because, you know, she's the only blind child in her school. And she really just kind of started to notice that this year. She's in second grade, and she has said things like, well, I wish that there were other kids in my school who read Braille, mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. like that. And then we go to convention, you know, and she's not the minority anymore.
Yeah.
And there's people everywhere, and she was just fascinated because she hadn't been around, you know, a lot of blind people, and so she wanted to feel how long everybody's cane was and ask mm-hmm. them what they've read. And she was just really interested, and she started asking me things like, can a blind person be a teacher? Mm-hmm. And I could say, yes, I know a blind person, yeah. you know, who's a teacher. I know a lot. And she'd right. say, well, can a blind person be a teacher of sighted children? Yes, I know people who are, you know. And then just for her to have the name,
yeah.
that is really, it means something to her. It puts a face to it, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, sure.
She's always asking about Mark Riccobono Uh-oh. And his wife and their children and driving the blind car. She's very interested
Maybe
in that.
Maybe she'll take me to SeaWorld.
Yeah, exactly. So it means a lot to her to be able to say she knows people and to yeah. meet people who are experiencing the same thing she is.
Yeah, very powerful. In your copious free time, because of course the calls from the parents keep coming. You decided that you would change careers and maybe get involved in the education of blind children. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Okay, I was my degree was in biomedical engineering, mm-hmm. and when I graduated from college, I went to Houston and started working at Johnson Space Center. And that's what I did for over 17 years. Mm-hmm. And then I was still working there when my daughter was born, and I did that for another, I guess, 6 years after she was born. And then the more I interfaced with the school and with other parents, the more interested I started getting in special education and the law mm-hmm. and services. And so I decided to start getting my master's in special education while I was still working. So I did that for a year, and then I actually got laid off, and so luckily I was already in school.
Yeah.
And they paid for the rest of school. So I graduated in December, and so now I'm waiting on my certification to come in, and I'll be certified for special education K through 12, and then I want to get my certification to teach blind students. So it's a whole life change, mm-hmm. but it's where my passion is now. And so it's just, you know, it hits home when it's your family.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes you want to do something to help other families.
Absolutely. So the question that comes to mind is, teaching blind students as hard as rocket science?
I would say yes. I think so. I think that for most people, their teachers aren't getting the kind of training they need to teach blind students. I know so many teachers of blind students who will tell me that they've gone for a number of years without teaching Braille, mm-hmm. which is surprising to me because I would think that a lot more people would be reading Braille, but you know the statistics show that a lot of kids aren't, mm-hmm. And so they get out of practice and they don't use it. And if they're not using Braille, then they're not using the technology that goes along with it.
Right.
And so then they get a student that is definitely a Braille reader, and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is a challenge. It's I took the Library of Congress course to be a transcriber,
yeah.
and it's been a long time since I took the course, and now, you know, and I've been working with my daughter, you know, on a second grade level, so now I go back to, and I've forgotten a lot, you know, mm-hmm. it's something that you have to use
yeah.
to remember. So, it's different challenges, but, when I worked at NASA, I guess it was more straightforward what I was going to do, and, this is your task and you do it. And, mm-hmm. and with teaching blind children, every child is different.
Yeah.
You know, there's not one size fits all. You know, every child is going to need different services and
Absolutely.
Different amounts and different technology. And so that teacher is having to learn what's unique about that one blind child on their caseload,
Absolutely.
And cater to that, and I think that's really challenging, especially when they have districts who are trying to cut costs,
mm-hmm.
and they want to keep their job, and they don't want to ask for things that that's going to make the district spend a lot of money. So I think it's a whole different set of challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, another important reason to be connected with a network of parents, educators, blind people across the country that can help with some of those challenges.
Absolutely.
So that's great. What's next? I mean, what is on the horizon for the parents of blind children? What are the major concerns that you're trying to put forward in advancing the division and moving Barbara's shoes forward? What's next?
We're thinking a lot about how to get the word out about our organization,
mm-hmm.
because we have so much to offer, and yet you still run into people all the time that have never heard of us.
Yeah.
And we really think that if we could do some kind of publicity or marketing where we get our name out and we get it to pediatric ophthalmologists, and we get it to early childhood intervention specialists,
mm-hmm.
and teachers of blind students, and parents, and advocates, that they would have somebody to call when they need us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So by getting the word out, then we can, our membership can grow, and we can start new chapters. And I would be happy if everybody with the blind child in the country had heard of the NOPBC.
Yeah,
you know, they can choose to join or not join, but I want them to have that decision to make, because
mm-hmm.
they know
mm-hmm.
about us, and they know what we do, and then hopefully they will join.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't forget, if people want more information about the parents of blind children, how do they find you on the web or otherwise?
We're in the middle of launching our new website, and that's going to be something that we're going to talk about at convention and show parents and help them go through. We're very excited about that. Right now, if parents want to get in touch with me, they can go to the NFB website and look for the Parents Division or my name, Laura Weber, or they can email me at president@nopbc.org. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody who wants more information. They can also call directly to the center and ask for materials or to be put on the Future Reflections mailing list. And another great way to talk with us is the Blind Kid Listserv.
Mm-hmm.
And they can find that also if they go to the nfb.org site and type in Blind Kid. It'll come up how to join it. And that's a great place to talk about any issues you have, because there's parents and blind adults from all over the country, and happy to help and happy to give their experiences. So any of those ways would be a great way to start
Excellent.
Getting involved.
Excellent. Laura, this has been fantastic. Anything else you want to share regarding the Parents Division or any of the work that's going on?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, excellent.
I can't think of a final word.
Well, you're obviously doing a tremendous lot of work to provide leadership to parents across the country, and so we very much thank you for that, and we look forward to the whole host of exciting programs coming out of the Parents Division and the new website and that sort of thing.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to having you again.
Okay.
So that's the Straight Talk about parents of blind children and improving opportunities across the country.
www.nfb.org 410-659-9314